from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Iraqi forces have launched an operation to retake the western province of Anbar from Islamic State militants. The announcement on state television is less than 2 weeks after ISIL fighters seized Ramadi, the provincial capital. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has expressed confidence that Ramadi will be retaken in days. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden telephoned Mr. Abadi to reaffirm American support in the effort after U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter publicly doubted the will of Iraqi troops who, in spite of greater numbers than the IS, fled from Ramadi when the fighters moved in. Kenyan officials say al-Shabaab militants attacked police Monday in the northeast portion of the country near the border with Somalia. As Gabe Joslow reports, one officer was killed by the Islamist-linked group.
Kenyan police officials say one police officer was killed and at least four others were injured when suspected al-Shabaab gunmen attacked a police patrol in the areas of Fafi and Yumbis in Garissa County. Interior Ministry spokesman Mwenda Njoka told VOA the attack began when a police vehicle hit a landmine.
So some other officers came to rescue. Both the vehicle and the officers were there. There was an ambush by the militants.
In the same county last month, the Islamist militants killed 148 people, mostly students, in a day-long assault on a local university. Al-Shabaab claimed to have killed more than 20 police officers in the attack, as reported by local media. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Nairobi.
The Russian military began a new round of exercises today, coinciding with NATO's military maneuvers in the Arctic at a time of escalating tensions between the two sides. 700 units of military equipment, 12,000 Russian troops, and up to 250 military jets are involved in their Air Force drill, which began Monday, the same day that fighter jets from the U.S. and eight European nation countries began Arctic Challenge Exercise 2015. This is VOA News. The espionage trial of Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian began Tuesday in Iran with proceedings closed to the public. The state-run IRNA news agency said the trial is being held in a revolutionary court, which typically hears cases involving national security. Rezaian was arrested last July and held for months in Iran's notorious Evin prison without charges or being allowed to visit with a lawyer. He has since been allowed one brief meeting with a lawyer and has been charged with spying and propaganda. His brother, Ali, says authorities are holding the trial behind closed doors, not for security reasons, but because they know they have no evidence. The U.S. is conducting surveillance flights to help locate migrants abandoned by people smugglers in Southeast Asia. The U.S. Embassy in Bangkok told VOA's Steve Herman today that the maritime surveillance flights began Sunday off the west coast of Malaysia. The embassy did not provide any further details on the flights, except to say they commenced after consultation with governments in the region. Southeast Asian governments have been reluctant to help migrants, viewing them as illegal migrants and turning them away from their shores. A heat wave in India has left more than 500 people dead, and forecasters expect punishing conditions to persist in the coming days. Most of the deaths have been in the southern states of Andhra Pradesh and Telangana, where the Indian Meteorological Department predicts high temperatures will exceed 400 degrees Celsius through at least the end of the month. The heat wave has produced some daily temperatures as high as 48 degrees Celsius in the past week. South Korea is demanding Japan acknowledge forcing Koreans to labor at sites that Tokyo wants added to the list of UNESCO World Heritage Sites. VOA's Brian Padden reports on the latest development in this dispute over Japan's wartime atrocities.
Japan's chief cabinet secretary, Yoshihide Suga, said the UNESCO-nominated site should be considered separate from the ongoing regional dispute over the atrocities committed during Japan's military occupation of Asia in the first half of the 20th century. Suga says they should not politicize this issue. South Korean and Chinese officials have voiced opposition to seven of these sites, where some 60,000 laborers from Korea and China were reportedly forced to work long hours and under dangerous conditions. Brian Padden, VOA News, Seoul.
Malaysian authorities have denied entry to Hong Kong student activist Joshua Wong, one of the main organizers of last year's pro-democracy protests that riled Beijing. Wong posted on his Facebook page today that a Malaysian immigration official denied him entry because of a government order. The 18-year-old activist did not elaborate. Malaysian customs officials have not commented on the incident, which is reported to have happened on the northern Malaysian island of Penang. Wong was scheduled to speak at a series of seminars on the government's crackdown at Tiananmen. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.